Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Doug Obi. I'm Jim Blasingame. Doug, I need your website. I need to know how to find you and your book.
You can just simply go to www.dougobi.com.
O-B-E-Y, and then find your book there and all your writings, all the things you do. What do you think, where do you think people should be putting their money these days?
Right now, my strong recommendation would be that people start to sell, pare down their stock holdings, maybe not so much bond holdings, but allocate far more into cash right now. All right, they could, I mean, real estate should hold up somewhat, but in a downturn, it will also go down.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to preserve their wealth right now, put it in cash, have a lot of dry powder for when things do drop.
Are you concerned about some kind of a correction over the next 6 to 12 months?
Yes, I do, actually. I'm in the process. Last year, we sold 2 properties. This year, we're on going to be selling 3 properties. I'm doing exactly what I'm suggesting. I'm just mm-hmm. paring down and building cash, building dry powder, increasing credit lines so that I have availability to take advantage of when prices do come down.
Right, right. Well, you're in Boston, and that's pretty high cotton. I mean, that's pretty high-priced real estate up there. So you got to be really careful, don't you, about committing to a property.
That's what I'm saying. You
can get upside
now.
Down real quick in a place like that, can't you?
Very much so.
Probably not too many. Probably not too many places you can steal a property up there, right?
No, even distressed properties are going for outrageously
high
prices.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We are definitely in a bubble up here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether we've peaked or not, I don't know, but it sure looks like it to me.
But right, if you wanted to put your money to work for you, would you still say in flyover America, outside of bubbles, would you say that real estate is a better deal than equities right now?
Oh, by far. All right, by far. But you have to be very careful what you're buying.
Because they're not liquid.
Exactly.
Like a stock.
All right. You don't want to leverage it as high as it could. You want some buffer there. But what will happen is if you're buying real estate right now, if that's what your intention is, then you have to be very careful. Buy something that at least pays for itself, and expect in the next few years that property will probably be worth less than it is today. But when that happens, interest rates will come down again. And then that will give a floor to the drop in real estate, and prices will start to rise again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, as long as you have the cash flow from that property, the cash flow shouldn't go down if at all. All right. But it could. There was one time in 2009 that I actually had to reduce rent the very first time.
Yeah. After the crash.
Right, but they're up and away now, that's for sure. All right, so as long as if you're going to buy anything, real estate right now, you have to make sure that if that property yielded a little bit less than it is now, could you still support it?
Do you like commercial over residential?
No, I've always liked residential, only because, you know, think about it. If you own a residential property, the worst case is you drop your rents by
right.
50 or 100.
People got to live somewhere, don't they?
They have to live somewhere. Whereas commercial, you can see empty storefronts for years on years.
Yeah.
So there's much higher risk in commercial, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Do you like multifamily or single family?
Well, multifamily, the more multis, the easier it is to get a property to support itself. Plus, just going by supply and demand, your biggest demand, all right, is for singles and small multis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you can buy the 6s, 8s, 10s, 20s, 30s, whatever, there's not as much demand, local demand for
right.
that.
Right.
Not as many people feel comfortable investing in a 6-family
right.
as they do investing in a 2-family.
Right.
So the demand is always going to be greater at those ends. Therefore,
mm-hmm.
you're going to higher price per unit at those ends. And therefore, it's going to be harder to get those properties.
Right. Well said. Well said, Doug. DougGobey.com, folks, is the website. Doug, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.